And I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Monday, 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요. I'll see ya.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Boehner's LeClaire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Boehner's with Claire. Go stream Boehner's with Claire. Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Hi, I'm Rare, and you're listening to CFRC on 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening.
And good morning. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. It is 10 a.m. here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Now, this week on the show, we are going to be embracing Women's History Month and International Women's Day, which is coming up on the weekend, by highlighting some female musicians in the Canadian music industry. Now, this has been inspired, one, by my love of Canadian and female-slash-female-fronted music, two, by the fact that I am going to be participating in Miss Emily's International Women's Day Showcase on March 7th, which is this upcoming weekend at the Broom Factory, but we'll get into that in a moment, and three, by my participation this week in the Women in Music Canada International Summit, which is hosted in Toronto, however, is participated in by women in music chapters across the world, including Europe, Latin America, the States, etc., etc., etc. Now, I am super excited for all of these opportunities. However, I'm going to kick things off with, I guess, the recency bias in me. I saw a beautiful performance in the Songwriter Circle, which was featured Tuesday evening at the summit, and it featured four artists who... two of which I knew before coming into this event, and two of which I will be a listener of leaving this event. And all of them spoke really in a very eloquent way about their experience in the industry, as well as the inspiration behind some of their songs, and some of the challenges they've faced being not only women or non-binary people in the industry, but also different systematic barriers that they've faced and how that has inspired their career and some of their songs. So we are going to kick it off with Isla Barker. Isla Barker is an Anishinaabe artist who I believe is originally from the prairies. I believe it's Manitoba. And this song specifically is called Girl, I See You. This is one of the ones that she played live, and I absolutely loved it. It's off of her 2022 album, Fool Underwater. She played a couple other songs for us, so I strongly recommend you check out the rest of her discography. And if you happen to see any live shows that she's performing near you, again, the best way to support music and support artists is to support them in person, or buying their merch, buying their music. After that, we have Billie Ann with Jesse's Comet. Now, this is another super new artist, and this is off of their 2025 album that was actually Juno nominated, called Modes of Transportation. This is an album that I found out about as it was coming out, so I've been able to chew on this one for a little bit longer, but the second that I saw that Billie Ann was on the billing for this event, I knew I had to go. She has such an amazing voice, she's such an amazing storyteller, and I just love the fact that she could strip these songs down to just herself and a guitar on the stage. And then after that, we have CJ Wiley with Growing Out My Hair. Now, CJ Wiley is a non-binary person based in Toronto, Ontario. They run a lot of super cool initiatives for the queer community that they were speaking about, including doing queer and trans-focused music nights and showcases, as well as, I believe they said they were doing a musical theater thing, which was a super cool project to be running in addition to a whole music career and community building. The song I'll be playing for you from CJ Wiley is off of their 2025 album from February 2025, so brand new, and it's called Growing Out My Hair. This is a song that they played at the showcase, and the way that they presented themselves and the way they presented the song was just so enthralling, and I'm super excited to now share this with you as well. And the very final song from the last but not least artist that I heard from at the showcase was Omega Mighty with Mankind. Omega Mighty is a Jamaican artist who I believe is based out of Toronto. And this song infuses the Jamaican patois as well as R&B and rap styles into it. I believe they also have dancehall influences. She just had such a commanding presence on stage, and she has amazing vocals. I was absolutely in awe, and again, like, just the way that she was interacting with other people in the songwriter circle, and just speaking about her experiences, it was just a really cool, amazing opportunity, and I'm super excited to dive deeper into her work because I had not had the grace of knowing about her before this event. So without further ado, we are going to kick it off with Isla Barker and Girl I See You. This is CFRC 101.9 FM.
Girl, I see you at a crossroad, and I know I've been through a lot. Trust me, I've been there before, and you are worth more. Life's a series of questions, don't you know? We'll choose our paths and destinies, and that's how it goes. Which way will you go? Ooh, you'll make it through. Ooh, you'll make it through. your time, watch the waves, but don't let yourself drown. We need you
said. Nobody said. spirit decline. A dirty bad man kind. Hey, them bring me a few watch for this time. You don't wish me well, I can feel it up. Now, to ego, me now feed it up. Cruel mankind, me never see it now. Sneaking across me, I pray, oh. All my spotlight and I'm a video. Real girl around the city, so me feed it up. Cruel mankind, me never see it now. Sneaking across me, I pray, oh. I'm serious, you hurt me. With your bad mind.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Omega Mighty with Mankind. Before that, Growing Out My Hair by CJ Wiley. Again, before that, we had Billie Ann with Jesse's Comet. And at the very top of that set, Isla Barker with Girl, I See You. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You are listening to The Mood with May. Today, we are showcasing women in the Canadian music scene for Women's History Month, as well as the upcoming International Women's Day. Moving on to speak about a lovely event that I am going to be participating in this Saturday at the Broom Factory. So basically, Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office, in collaboration with CFRC, are going to be putting on an International Women's Day showcase. Now, what this does is it provides a platform for emerging women in the industry and some Kingston performers. It also includes a fireside chat with some of the performers, which is super exciting. And I have the honor of co-hosting this with Miss Emily. So if you show up, you'll get to see me hopefully do a good job at presenting people. I'm usually behind the mic in a radio sense and not necessarily an on-stage sense, but it's sure to be an amazing event. And there's also different vendors, women-owned vendors, that are going to be selling art, jewelry. I believe there's also like skincare, cosmetics-aligned products. But it's a super great opportunity to support female-fronted and female-led businesses. And also just like local artists, local businesses is always a plus. The lineup for that showcase is Miss Emily, obviously, Atiari, Luella, Kyra, and Piner. And again, that takes place this Saturday, March 7th at the Broom Factory. Doors are at 1, and I believe performances start at 1:30, and then it goes until about 4 p.m. So I hope you come out for that. It's sure to be a great time, and you know, even if you don't fall into the I guess genre or the category of being a woman or a gender diverse person, this is a great way to support and uplift female voices in the industry. So we are going to get into the first few songs, which I guess are a bit of a teaser for what you might hear at the showcase. We are going to kick it off with the one, the only, Miss Emily with The Medicine. This is off of her 2025 album of the same name, and I believe this is also Juno nominated. I know she has a couple Juno nominations and potentially a Juno Award, I can't remember, under her belt, which is an amazing accomplishment. After that, we have Easier to Pretend by Luella. This is off of her Summer Bummer album, which came out in 2024, and then the deluxe came out in 2025. Luella has been a staple in the Kingston indie pop scene for quite a while, and I'm excited to see where she goes from here. I know she's studying at university, so obviously she's setting aside time for that, but once she graduates, I'm really excited to see where her career goes, especially being informed by, I believe she's taking a music business degree. And then after that, we are going to hear from Atiari with What You've Been Thinking. This is a collaboration with Aaron Kubina. This is her most recent release. This came out January 17th, so I thought I would throw something a little bit newer in there. Atiari is a great artist. She performs at a ton of venues in and around Kingston. I've seen her at Musiki a couple times, and she had her album release show at the Buckle last year, I believe. However, I had something come up and I couldn't go, but I've seen her a couple times elsewhere. She's an amazing performer, and I love her music, and she's just a really cool person. So I strongly recommend that. Again, if you like any of these artists and you enjoy any of these songs, come out to the showcase, come support your female musicians in the Kingston community. And if for no better reason, it's International Women's Day, so you can engage with some women-led music, creative activities, and support some female-led vendors. So without further ado, we are going to kick it off with Miss Emily and The Medicine on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
I'm sure you've read the headlines, though it's no longer front page news. And I suffer while I write this. Perhaps the best thing I can do is to mourn the loss of human life, so merciless and cruel. You took the medicine till the medicine took you. Got a letter from your brother, and I hear you have a son, and your family has suffered in this game nobody won. When you're waiting on the help, but then the help it never comes. You take the medicine till the medicine takes you. You know I suffer while I write this, but I'm holding on to hope that the words I put together cope, 'cause there's a hole inside my heart I lie awake at night and imagine how you suffered, how you tried your best to fight all the demons that consumed you as you struggled to find the light. You took the medicine till the medicine took you. You took the medicine till the medicine.
Lost to the rhythm.
And welcome back. You just heard from Atiari in collaboration with Aaron Kubina with What You've Been Thinking. Before that, we had Luella with Easier to Pretend. And at the very top of that set, The Medicine by Miss Emily, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. If you enjoyed any of those tracks, I will quickly go back to what I was saying about the International Women's Day showcase hosted by Miss Emily, co-hosted by yours truly. That will be taking place at the Broom Factory. Doors are at 1, show is at 1:30. You can find tickets online, I believe. You can find everything through the Kingston Music Office, who is collaborating on this event as well. We're going to hear from two more artists that are going to be on that bill. So I'm going to kick things off with Odelia by Piner, and then after that we have Kyra with Sage Green. So I hope you enjoy those tracks. I'll get into those super quick because I already did a little bit of a yap about the event. So without further ado, here is Piner with Odelia on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, dear.
just heard from Kyra with Sage Green. Before that, we had Piner with Odelia on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This has been The Mood with May. We are getting into our last couple songs of the hour, and these are very exciting songs because they are artists that I actually met at this conference, which I was speaking about a little bit earlier. For those of you who are just tuning in this week, I have had the pleasure to attend the Women in Music Summit in Toronto. Now, Women in Music is a nonprofit organization that connects women in the music industry, whether it's the industry business side, whether it's production engineering, or whether it's performing artists, singer-songwriters, etc., etc. This is a really unique opportunity because not only is it a Canada-wide thing, there's also international chapters. So there have been speakers from Latin America, from different parts of Europe. We've had speakers from the US as well as from different Canadian industry components. Now, the two artists that I'm going to be highlighting in this last segment are people that I kind of just met, I want to say organically, but I don't know how organically you can meet somebody at a networking event. However, I think the topic of their music obviously is part of their brand. However, they weren't going into it being like, oh my god, play my music. It was more so, I got to know them, I got to know their brand, understand like who they are as an artist, and then I had the pleasure of saying, oh hey, like I run a show on a college campus community radio station, and I would love to connect with you further. That's such a business networking buzzword, but I would love to play your music on air. I would love to give you the opportunity to come and interview on air, whether it's virtual or in person. And one of these artists is actually going to be coming to Kingston at some point soon. They're planning a tour, so it will be really interesting to hopefully connect them with some of the people at the station, since this will be my last year. But anyhow, to get right into things, we're gonna kick it off with Petra and A Universal Feeling. Petra is a Toronto-based artist, and this song is off of their EP, of the same name, A Universal Feeling. Now, they're just such a cool person, and I was chatting with them. We were chatting about our curls, and we were chatting about Kingston, and they're actually going on tour with Tiny Horse, playing some dates by way of Hamilton, Toronto, St. Catharines, I believe. They're a really amazing person, a really cool person, and I recommend you check their music out, especially if you like this this song that I'm about to play for you, or if you enjoy Tiny Horse, you probably would like them as an artist as well. And finally, we are going to close things off with Bryn of Good Grief. Now, Good Grief is a music duo that is also based out of Toronto, I believe. They are songwriting production duo. So it's Bryn and Kirsten. The only music that they have out right now, I believe, is more holiday adjacent. So I ended up finding out that Bryn has some solo stuff. This song in particular is it's a collaboration with another artist. So it's Bryn and Slater Manzo. It's called Honey. This was released as a single, and there is an extended mix also available, released January 30th. And again, these were just two really genuine, authentic artists, and I had a really great conversation with both them and another Women in Music student chapter member. So shout out to Tia as well, because she's amazing. However, this is a great song, and not only do I love this song for Brynn, but I also am very excited to see what comes of Good Grief. They were part of a sync songwriting camp that was happening. We got to hear some of their participation in that as well. So yeah, anyhow, I will stop yapping and get into the last two songs. Thank you for joining me. I'll probably do another International Women's Day or Women's History Month episode, more akin to previous year's renditions, next week or the following week. So definitely stay tuned for more female-fronted music, because why not? We love it. So this is Petra with a Universal Feeling on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May.
Laying together, but still on our own. I look beyond the willows in the morning's tent. Is
said all your fights gone, where did it go? Bloody knuckles on the wheel and you're telling me no. That you can't fight for both of us when you never even tried. Didn't stick it out long enough to even see my side. You tell me to let go but then you take hold. There's something in the water, yeah, the system is broken. I can't fight off both of us no matter how I try. Paid my dues for long enough to know this isn't right.
And they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made no-